got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just can't sit and watch the show because we're on different time zones around the world. So you might have to go and do something. You can podcast the show, but you can listen on your phone. No matter where you are, where you're going, and what you're doing, you can listen on the phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? And what else is amazing, Jesse? It's amazing that it's Friday again, already. And in some parts of the world, it is Saturday. It's Saturday already. Isn't that amazing? How was your Friday? You Saturday morning people already? So Friday is get it off your chest day. Friday is not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself Friday.
You Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
When mission pilot Victor Glover was asked if he had an Easter message, he said he didn't have anything prepared, and then he went on to say this.
When I read the Bible and I look at all of the amazing things that were done for us.
Somebody say amen.
Amen. Saying we need Jesus, whether here on Earth or orbiting the moon.
Oh, wow. That warms my heart.
A U.S. Army staff sergeant is trying to stop his wife from being deported after she was detained inside a Louisiana military base.
Welcome to America.
Meanwhile, cocaine and coffee is quite the headline.
Welcome to Earth.
What? Nah. That's your anchor, baby. That's amazing. Amazing. So, it's a spiritual battle, folks. I have a couple warnings. Do what you want, of course. It's your life, and you can do what you want. It's a gift from God. And God is allowing you, not even punishing you or mad at you or anything. He's allowing you to do whatever you want with this life, this gift that he's giving you. You can either live it in prison of your own mind and emotions and just suffer all the way through it. Or you could be tired of living that way and wake up and have an amazing life outside of prison and be free. It's up to you. You have a right, and no one on the planet have a right to judge you. And especially since God doesn't judge you, if he's okay with you living however you want to live, why shouldn't everyone else? So anyone that judges you for living your life in a screwed up way, they're wrong. They're worse than the ones that they're judging. All right? So live it the way you want. But for those who want to be free, and there are men and women around the world who want to be free. And they're working on it. They are working on it. So I want to once again warn you, but do what you want. I want to remind you, and maybe for those who are hearing it for the first time, warn you. If you, number one, don't be lazy about working on your spiritual life. It's amazing to me. When I say amazing, it's like amazing. That kind of amazing. Amazing. It's amazing to me how lazy human beings are about working on their spiritual life. They'll put it off for everything else but that, and then they suffer. Don't be lazy about working on your spiritual life. The spiritual life is the most important aspect of life. To overcome evil with good. So don't be lazy about watching those thoughts, dying daily. Being aware, watch those thoughts so that the light can come from above and separate you from them. Get up and be still, do the silent prayer, be aware of thoughts, morning and night, and then during the day, practice, catch up with yourself. Practice being aware. You got to, men and women, you got to work on, you got to work on yourself. Don't be lazy. Be present at all times, and you will see what will happen. Don't be spiritually lazy about working on your life, all right? If you want to be free. If you want to be free. If not, you totally have a right to be lazy about working on your spiritual life and just suffer and cry at night and be afraid. All right? But don't be lazy. You got to work on it. And then the second advice I give you, but do what you want again. It's up to you. I have said over and over and over and over again. But most people still don't listen to that. But I understand people don't listen. They don't listen to the voice of truth within themselves. And they don't even listen to it when it's come from outside to them, from someone else. But again, do what you want. But again, when you start to work on yourself and you began to see a little bit, you just have a little bit of seeing, yes, a little bit. But if you stay with it, it grows, of course. If you got to stay with it. It will, the light get brighter and brighter and brighter. But to the men and women out there who are working on themselves and waking up, and you're excited that you can see a little bit, I say, don't tell anyone. Go and tell no one. Be healed. Go and tell no one. Even Christ warned you about that. Tell no one. When he healed the people, he said, hey, go and tell no one. And they ran off and told everybody. And he's like, what the? But what you don't realize yet, and if you stay with it, you'll come to know, it is a spiritual battle. And I want you to know, inside of every human being, until they start to, those who start to wake up and overcome it, inside of every human being live evil spirits. Inside of every person you ever know, ever seen, ever will see. Inside of those people, as it is inside of you, until you start to wake up and overcome them, there are evil spirits living in there, in their bodies, in their minds. And in them, in those people, there is no love, only evil. And this love you think they have for you is a pretense love. It's a showcase personality. It's not real. And time and time and time again, I have said, don't tell anyone. Live your life. The truth will draw people unto you that want the truth. You don't have to go looking for them. Don't be like the hypocrites who learned the Bible and accept Jesus, Lord and Savior, and now they're running around the world telling everybody, and they're lost. And they get the thrills from telling everyone, but they're lost. Don't do that. Do what you want, but don't do that, I recommend. And what I've noticed, every time that you've done that, the people you run and tell turn on you. They either go and build an army against you, or they don't want to play with you anymore. They hate you. And it's not them hating you, but the evil spirits in you. And those demons tell them, oh, he or she thinks she's better. Look at her. She found God. She's this and she's that. They hate you. And it's those demons in them hating you. God said, when you realize that you're judging, you have anger, resentment, go to that person forgive them. I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm wrong. I realize you couldn't help yourself, mama, daddy, whomever. Forgive them and go your way. Live your life. But no, the moment you wake up, you go and tell someone, and they turn on you. And now you're hurt. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm surprised they turn on you. On me. Why? Darkness hate the light. Even your own family members, your own husband, your wife, your own adult children, your friends, your whomever, your business friends and everybody, they'll turn on you because they're still evil. They're not working on themselves. And if they're not working on themselves, the darkness inside of them going to hate you. And because they're not aware that it's not them but something else that's made a home in them, they think they feel jealous or they're angry at you for waking up. But you run and tell them, and then they build an army against you. An example. And I have thousands of examples at this point. It's amazing. And when they come back to me about it, they're like, well, you said don't go and tell anyone. I should have listened. You tell us once you wake up, don't go and tell anyone. But I did it anyway, and now they've turned on me. An example. A human being, male or female, close to a family member, maybe the mother, the brother or the sister of the mother. And this person thought they had a good relationship with the brother or sister of the mother. And while growing up, and even as a young adult, they would go to the brother or the sister of the mother and talk to them about how they're being treated by the mother. And the brother or the sister pretending that they care. Oh, your mother's so wrong. Oh, be patient with your mother. Your mother think that. Or your brother, your mom and brother think that you don't love them, blah, 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 kind of thing. Pretending to be friends with the person that's coming to them, talking to them about the mother, how they're being treated by their mother. So they thought they had a friend all those years. And so one day, this male or female woke up and because they started working. They heard, hey, you got to forgive. And they're like, wow, that's the problem that I've been dealing with all my life. I didn't realize the anger I had toward my mother was holding me back in life. I'm going to go and forgive. And so the man or the woman finally set up an appointment, a meeting for the mother so that they can forgive. And they had not communicated with the mother for a while. And so the male or the female went back and told. So they finally were able to reach the mother. They set up a time to meet with her so that they can forgive. But where they went wrong is that they went back and told the brother or the sister of the mother that they were going to forgive her. And they told her why, and they explained what they had realized and the whole deal, right? And the brother or the sister of the mother snapped. And the brother or the sister said to the son or the daughter, your mother was right. You do hate her. Your mother, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, blah, blah, blah. And the brother or the sister of the mother contacted the mother and told her exactly what the son or the daughter going to do. And the mother canceled the appointment. I don't want to meet with you. and they lost all communication again. And then they realized, well, Jesse, tell us all the time, don't tell anyone. You go to the source. You don't need to go to someone else to tell them, I'm going to go and forgive. Because you're going to the devil, and you're telling the devil and your family member that I'm about to go and forgive. The devil's not going to like that. It's like in a marriage, if the husband and the wife are not working on themselves at the same time, you're going to have a battle. The one that's not working on themselves are going to fight the one that is working on themselves because you got demons in you. And those demons are controlling you. Those spirits are controlling you. You think you're in control. You think it's you doing it, but it's not you. And those demons are going to hate you, the husband or the wife that's working on themselves. The darkness hate the light. And then, and so when the son or the daughter found out that the mother was not going to meet with them now because the brother or the sister went and told her, they were freaking out. Like, what have I done? Now they don't know what to do because the devil is racing in their mind now. You cannot do what you want, but the spiritual battle of coming to the light and coming out of darkness is a serious thing. Not a thing you should be tripping on, but it's a serious thing because you're dealing with spirits, folks, inside of bodies. Human beings are nasty and wicked and evil because of these things, that the evil that made a home in them. It's in their bodies, it's in their mind and bodies. It's not in them. They don't know that yet, but it's in the body. They have identified with the mind and the body, of course. But you can't. You're playing with fire when you go. Instead of going straight to the person, your mother, and forgiving her, you going to another family member to tell them, I'm going to go to them. I don't care what kind of relationship you had with that family member. That family member was still evil, even while you were growing up with it. And that family member pretended to be on your side and agreeing with you about the mother. They don't love you. It's all a pretense. It's a showcase personality. So do what you want, of course. What you don't know, the truth will work for you and through you, just like evil work against you and through you. But the truth will be for you. And what you don't realize about the truth, it's powerful. It's all-knowing. It's everlasting. It's always with you. But you don't trust that truth. You only trust the lie. You trust thoughts and emotions, past and future, and all that mess. But I recommend when you wake up, quietly work on you. Again, do what you want. A hard head make a soft. You know what? I start with an A. My grandmother always told me that, and she was right. So when you wake up, don't run to the darkness and tell the darkness what you're doing. And I don't care how close you're supposed to be or not. Family members, your own mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your aunt, uncle, cousin, whatever, or friends. Work on yourself. Forgive. In the word, it says go to that person and forgive them. It didn't say go to somebody else and tell them about it. Go to them and be done with it. So it's this recent incident, if you're listening, don't freak out. Don't let the devil tell you it's not working. Just realize I should not have done that. And come back to the present and you'll be fine. What a mess. You don't know, and you will if you stay with it. Overcoming it within yourself. You don't know the depths of how evil and cunning and dirty and nasty and wicked human nature is. Why do you think there is so much hell on earth? You don't see heaven on earth. You only see hell. Look out there and look at your family members. All you see is hell. You see no love. You see no heaven. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. It's been told to you and me and everyone, an angry, resentful person is a dangerous person. It's an evil person. They are murderers of souls. And yet, you wake up and you go back and trust the angry person. Somehow or another, you think you're going to have their support. Evil would never support good. Evil cannot support good. Evil has no relationship with good at all. Zero. Zero with it. Evil hate good, God. Remember, it says that they hate you because you love me, God, or they hated me. Likewise, they don't hate you. Evil people hate good. And a lot of the Christian people think that it may, oh, you mad at me because I'm preaching the word to you. And that's not why people are mad. They're irritating you about doing that because that ain't doing no good but irritating. It's not even real. It's all ego. You're preaching the word. That's his ego. It has nothing to do with God. It's all the devil. But for that man or that woman who are truly waking up from within and you're seeing the evil in you and you're overcoming it by forgiving, that's the person that they hate. They don't care if you read the Bible and quote the scriptures and do all your little Hail Marys and whatever. Go to Bible study. They don't care about that. That has no impact on evil at all. Nothing changes about those people. They're still evil. They have angry. They have no love. They're angry. But for that man or woman who truly wake up from within and you gone and forgiven because you realize you're wrong, that's why they hate you. So don't be running telling your mama's brother or sister that you're going to go and forgive mama. What's wrong with you? What a mess! You will know if you stay with it. You will know what's going on. You will see. But you don't know the depths of evil until you starting to overcome the depth of evil within yourself. And you will understand it inside of every human being. And you won't judge them because you will know that they can't see. They don't know. They don't know that they're possessed. They don't know something else is operating through them. They think it's them. They literally think they have control of their own life. Not one human being on the planet has control of his or her life and never will. Something else is controlling you. 888-77. Just my best advice would do what you want. 888-77. Jesse, back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up. You wanna disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. Number one, a busy day is Friday, and Fridays are always busy days. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the Fallen State.tv. Interesting conversation with Ernest Ohms. He's a journalist, CEO, and author of The Case for Cancel Culture. Cancel Culture. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
People's ability to vote, stopping discrimination, human rights.
They were canceling conservatives left and right.
I mean, there were some conservatives that deserve to be canceled. We see political cults on the left and the right. And that extremism, I think, is what's tearing America apart. This country should not be ran by the Bible.
But aren't we a Christian nation?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. Do you love America? Amazing. The Fallen State.tv today at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. You can podcast, but you don't want to miss it. What the? And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. And then after, right after the Fallen State.tv, The American Anchor Baby. Right after the Fall, sometimes the Fall State is an hour, maybe give or take. But after the Fall State.tv, The American Anchor Baby. You don't want to miss it. On fire. I think he flies every Friday. Flying high. Not on fentanyl. Not off pot. But energy given to him by God. Amazing, huh? The American Anchor Baby. And don't forget, we have a spring sale on all our merch except the coffee and the books. But 30% through the whole month of April. Use the code JLP30 at the checkout. JLP30 at the checkout. Go to JesseLeePeterson.com/shop. JesseLeePeterson.com/shop or dot shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. All right? RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. a spiritual battle, folks. And it's going to get worse. It can't help but get worse. Because human beings, most, some will and some are, will get on that straight and narrow and change their heart. Allow their heart to be changed from anger to love. From resentment to love. From hate, which are all the same, to love. And unless that human being change, there's only hate. There's nothing else, no gray area. Either you're with love or you're against it. And love is not an emotional thing. Everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. Emotional. Because mama said to be emotional. And you've been taught by the females, including your mama and the rest of the world, you should be emotional. If you're not emotional, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you if you are emotional. You're evil. That's what's wrong. Did you hear? And some of you may be aware of this story. It's probably one of the saddest stories we reported to you during this year. And this is, but it's evil. And the government and the lawyers, no. They support evil. The judges, you, your family member, they support evil. They're not on the side of good. Remember, this is from Fox News. The homeless man accused of stabbing that 23-year-old girl from North Carolina. She was on the light rail train, and he stabbed, according to the reports, he stabbed her in the neck. Well, now they're saying, oh, he is not competent to stand trial. Tell me that's not evil. That was last year, August. Wow, I can't believe that was last year. August 25th, we reported the Ukraine girl. This incident from North Carolina. She was from Ukraine and appeared to be coming home from work and get on the train. And according to the report, the guy just get up and stab her in the neck. She didn't even realize what was happening. She fell over dead. Watch this from WBTV.
The man accused of killing Ukrainian refugee Irina Zarutska was found incapable to proceed in court by a state psychiatric hospital.
The Carlos Brown Jr. faces state and federal charges in the stabbing of Irina Zarutska on Charlotte's light rail last August.
According to a motion filed on Tuesday, DeCarlos Brown Jr. was evaluated at Central Regional Hospital, and a report from December 29, 2025 determined he was incapable of proceeding. This does not mean he's incompetent to stand trial. A judge still has to decide whether to accept those findings. And even if they do, there's every expectation that there would be a process to restore Brown to competency. I spoke with the attorney for the Zarutska family about the court filing, and she told me this was not a surprise at all, and is just the justice system playing out the way it's supposed to.
This was a motion that's not unexpected. DeCarlos Brown Jr. is still in federal custody, so we didn't expect the Rule 24 hearing in state court to happen at the end of the month because he is in federal custody, still undergoing the psychiatric capacity evaluation by the federal investigators.
Man, huh? This is why things are not going to change. It's going to get worse. You got these females and others supporting evil. Do you think that had that been the other way around, that it was a white guy being accused of killing a black girl, stabbing her in the neck like that? What do you think would happen? They wouldn't be saying, oh, they're not going to go to trial, they're incompetent, or blah, blah, blah. That white guy would be under the jail already. In the lecture chair. But it's a double standard in America today because of evil. Here's another breakdown of this situation from Sky News.
People are asking the question, what is going on here? Because at the same time, this guy had been, you know, convicted of a whole bunch of other crimes in the past, stood trial for a whole bunch of crimes in the past, and he never was found incompetent. So what has changed here?
Well, as you know, James, this was a finding from a psychiatrist, a psychiatric evaluation. Sometime down the road, I guess there'll be a hearing in the state court. Meanwhile, this guy is in custody, not in state court, but in federal court. And there are federal court claims against him, prosecution of him, that is going to go forward. So I don't think this is going to have a lot of impact in the long run. But James, what this really illustrates is the dysfunction of the criminal justice system in many large cities. And as you said, this is a guy who has been arrested and charged something like 14 times, and they keep letting him back out on the street. And somebody says, oh my gosh, this guy is so far gone, he isn't even competent enough to stand trial.
Amazing. No, it's, in my opinion, it's because he's black and she was white. And remember, it's racist to put blacks in jail. It's racist to have bail bonds for the blacks. And so they're making up all these excuses around it. I guarantee you that had she been black and the guy was white, it'd be a different story. I remember there was a train incident in New York where a white guy held down, according to a report, he and some other guys held down some black guy that was threatening or acting up on the train. Remember that guy? What's his name?
I'm blanking on his name right now. Yeah. I can't remember.
He was a military guy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, been in the military. And he got up and he tried to, according to a report, I don't remember exactly because it's been a while, but he got up and tried to hold this guy down because he was being, the black guy was accused, according to a report, of being threatening in some kind of way on the train there. And the black guy died. Oh, Daniel Penny. Yeah, Daniel Penny. Remember him? They tried to put Daniel under the prison. He was white, and he had killed, according to report, and accused of killing a black guy. They went out of their way in New York trying to put Daniel Penny under the prison. Remember that? Human beings, human nature is evil until they start to overcome. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Kathleen out of Texas. Kathleen, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, Kathleen.
I was just calling back. I called the other day with regards to Texas and the immigration that Abbott is supporting or encouraging and kind of taking over and invading Texas.
Oh, yeah.
With regards to the Hindus in Frisco, Texas, and then we've got the Muslims out in Midland, Texas, and the man who's the largest donor to Abbott is a Pakistani immigrant who was raised by a single mother in Pakistan, and I think he's been a donor to the Bush family as well, but that being said, Abbott is definitely supporting them and help promoting them, and it's just insane. I know people think of Texas as very hardcore with conservative, which, you know, there are Christians out there, and conservative Christians, should I say, in Texas that are. But we are getting invaded from both sides.
Yeah, we played the soundbite yesterday on the show where in Texas, Indians are truly taken over there. And Abbott, according to reports, said that he supported all the way. He said supported it.
Yes.
Kathleen, Texas will become a blue state.
I know. If something doesn't change drastically, you're exactly right. And I called into the Anchor Bay yesterday. To basically say that Abbott went to Mumbai, India. It's insane for a Texas governor to go to India, as it makes no sense whatsoever, except for underlying, self gain, money, promotion, for himself. And I doubt it's for Texas, because how does it really benefit Texas? And it doesn't benefit us economically or anything like that. Texas has a lot of industry. We have a lot of, people that work. And the ones that don't work, they can work themselves out of the system anyway. It's just, that's the way of the world. You're supposed to just work and take care of yourself. And that's it.
Politicians, except for the Great White Hope, politicians do not care about the voters at all, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. It's all about the money and the perceived power. And if this is true about Abbott, don't be surprised. Abbott is, if this is true, he's just for money and power, too. It's not for the people at all.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think we've actually had a real Republican in Texas as governor for a long time. And President Trump, I love President Trump. I support him 100%. And he's the first president I've ever voted for, the only president I've ever voted for. And that's because I knew that he wasn't from the same cloth as the rest of the politics in that arena. And he's an amazing person, and, I just support him 100%. And I wanted to mention, too, that another big problem with the United States as a whole is foreign-born people are allowed to buy land in the United States, which is a huge problem. So that's something that hopefully President Trump recognizes, or somebody brings it to the forefront to where he can do some kind of executive order. Because that's something that definitely needs to end in the United States.
It doesn't benefit
Americans whatsoever.
Do you see that, and this is a question, do you see that things are not going to change in this country? It's only going to get worse?
Yes, I do see that. I see how, steps go forward, and then we just come right back, and like you said, it's spiritual. It's all spiritual. And I was going to ask you, too, it says in the Bible that there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
So I guess this is the natural way of things to take its course.
Nothing new under the sun, meaning that evil does the same thing as it has always done. It brings nothing but destruction to your life. And good bring nothing but good into your life. And so the way that human beings think and act today, it's the way they've been thinking and acting ever since they existed. It's just, there's nothing new. And so America is being destroyed and will be destroyed, just like other countries that were in control at one time, because the human heart is evil. And just think about this. You have a Republican governor who is supporting the destruction of Texas. He is in support of that. And it's all about the money and the power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about the love of the voters. It's not about the love of the country. It's about the money and power. And so human nature has always been that way until those who start to overcome. Some will, most won't. So it's going to get worse, Kathleen. Get ready.
Yes, sir. Oh, I totally understand what you're saying. And it goes back to what you've talked about always is, when you're living within, you are encapsulated. God is just with you. So it's a total different way of life. And so even though the chaos is surrounding you, it is like you're just kind of walking through it, but you're not.
Yeah.
It's not affecting you.
Are you working on yourself?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've done the silent prayer morning, night for 8 years, and
right on.
It's a transformation for sure.
And you forgave your mother and everything?
Yes, sir, I did.
Right on.
My mother and my father. Yeah.
Well, you stay with it, but because for you, as an individual, in spite of what's happening in the world around you, outside of you, you'll be fine. You'll absolutely be fine. You'll be taken care of as you are being taken care of by God, and you'll be fine. but it's not going to get any better. What they're doing in America right now is exactly what happened in South Africa. It's what happened in Europe. Mm-hmm. The whites in those countries, they just allow these people to take over and destroy their country. It's mind-blowing. And
yes, it is.
And so our country is being destroyed. They allow illegal aliens. They allow Muslims and others to come into our country, run for government, and win. What do you think going to bring in? Sharia law and everything else. They have done that in Europe, and it's happening quickly here in America. It's going to get worse.
Yes, and as much as Governor Abbott likes to tout on Indian relationships and things like that, the Indian people, and I'm not saying all of them, some of them are, you know, taking a different path in life, but they're just like Muslims in the sense that they do think that they are better than the Christians. They do have an arrogance, and not saying that Christians, you know, don't have that, you know, evil spirit within them too, because not everybody's a Christian, obviously, or the world would be different. A true Christian, should I say. But it is an invasion, and it's been happening for a long time. I mentioned on the Anchor Baby show yesterday is that the hotels, they are totally, most of them are owned by the Indian people. I don't know how and when that started, but it started a while ago. Yeah. The convenience stores, they get special loans, they get special treatment. And I'm not saying that, you know, people are supposed to get, you know, some kind of taken care of.
They should not be coming to our country and being taken care of. That should not be happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's no reason for that to happen except the people who are doing it. It's for money and power. I'm looking at Karen Bass, the mayor of LA. That woman's so wicked and lost. It's not even funny. All she ever does is giving money to the homeless, building apartment buildings for the homeless. And she does it with a big smile and a fan base around her. She's doing nothing good for LA at all, mm-mm, but spending its money on the so-called homeless and think she's pretending she's showing love.
Exactly. But I think some of that stuff too, Jesse, is a front to where they can funnel money to themselves.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know, but I would not be surprised. Kathleen, thank you. I got to run. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. It's amazing. And it's going to get worse because the people vote in the same people over and over again. And if they don't, you don't vote them in, they call you racist. They call you, you hate women. They call you names. And because they call you names, you vote for them. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Kevin S., tithe on tip.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it.
I Googled, says Maria, and found out that 200 million Indians in India are Muslim.
Wow.
And so they're not just Hindus. They are Muslim, too. They are Allah.
That is true. That's amazing.
I think there's a billion or so Indians. Anyway, Norris T.
Daniel Penny was 24 years old. I didn't realize he was that young.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Norris T, $5 bill, y'all.
Thank you, Norris T.
He also sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships.
Right on. Thank you.
Chuck and Jive, and I'm a man and I'm pregnant. Emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
We'll redress later, y'all.
A quick break 2 more hours ago when I come back straight to your call. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. It's coming right now. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Oh boy, some serious mess going on in this here old world. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, Express Yourself Day, the 10th of April, A.D. 2026. And that means that the Fallen State is happening today. So cool. And then Church with J.S. Lee Peterson on Sunday. We are not on DLive, but we are on Pilled.net. That's where a lot of DLive people prefer to go. Some prefer to go to kick.com/JC Lee Peterson, and I don't necessarily begrudge them going over to Kick. The chat is quite chill over on Kick, as well as punchy.tv. The lines are full, y'all, but you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, whether you're young or old. And even during hate news, not fake news, you never know, a line may open up, but you will get a busy signal if you were to call right now, it looks like. But just try every so often, or as JLP wraps up with a caller, you can do that as well. There's much mess going on in the world, as you know. Trump trying to clean it up. You know who else is trying to clean it up? Melania. Melania Trump trying to clean up the mess. I wonder if she's making more mess trying to clean up the mess. Sometimes, you know, you try to clean up the mess and it makes more mess. She blasted lies linking her to Epstein and called on Congress to hold hearing for the so-called victims or survivors. Oh, Lord. Melania, beautiful first lady. Probably the least popular first lady right now, I hear. Her favorability rating broke an unwanted record, according to Ground News. You know, the attacks on our greatest president. And also, she's a true lady. And also, she doesn't really care about your mess. And also, she's not for this slander culture. And the people want to be able to slander and gossip. And she's not for that. So, interesting. She spoke and did like an sort of out of nowhere 5 to 6 minute-ish, I think about 6 minute little statement. And then the people were, the media, they are people, I guess. They were like, why now? But she didn't answer any questions. The Artemis II is facing a wave of conspiracy theories and AI videos ahead of their splashdown today, Friday. I forget what time they're supposed to splash down. Is it this evening or what? Not sure, but we'll see what happens. They have to come in as like a fireball, and hopefully they'll be safe and sound, and all will be well. I certainly hope. It would be terrible if something happened to them. Anyway, let's not talk about that. Earth grew 16% brighter at night. You know how you have all this light pollution? You used to be able to go up to like Big Bear over here, the mountains, the San Bernardino Mountains, however you say it, and you could see the stars at night because it was so dark that you could actually see a whole bunch of stars. Well, now you can't see as many stars because of all the light pollution. And worldwide, it grew 16% brighter in just 12 years, since like 2014, maybe less than 12 years, according to some study. Pardon me, very interesting, huh? Sort of. And there is an ex-Army employee, a so-called veteran, a woman, Courtney Williams of South Carolina or North Carolina? I forget where, but she had top secret clearance, supposedly, and she was charged with leaking information to a journalist. On Wednesday, a federal grand jury indicted Courtney Williams and a 40-year-old Army veteran from Wagram, North Carolina, on charges of classified national defense information to an unwanted journalist, giving classified info. Fort Bragg cartel. I don't know. All kinds of mess going on in the world. I wonder if she's white or she's black or what. Could go either way with that name. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. Oh, coming soon in a little bit. But we have about 10 seconds yet.
Make sure you get your stuff on Punchies.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. And my biblical question is a doozy. Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you got to run around and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show, but listen on the phone by calling the listen line at 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And did I do the biblical question already? Yeah. Oh, okay. Amazing. It's Friday. Let's get it off your chest today. It is whatever's on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
When mission pilot Victor Glover was asked if he had an Easter message, he said he didn't have anything prepared. And then he went on to say this.
When I read the Bible and I look at all of the amazing things that were done for us.
Somebody say amen.
Amen, saying we need Jesus, whether here on Earth or orbiting the moon.
Oh, wow, that warms my heart.
A U.S. Army staff sergeant is trying to stop his wife from being deported after she was detained inside a Louisiana military base.
Welcome to America.
Meanwhile, cocaine and coffee is quite the headline.
Welcome to Earth.
Amazing. 888-77-5373. Let me go to Switzerland and talk to the first time caller, Nehemiah. Nehemiah, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
So I'm from Switzerland.
What time is it there now?
It's like 4 p.m.
Amazing.
So, Jesse.
Yes.
Me and my friend had a question.
Okay.
We both had one question. The first question is, what does as above, so below mean?
As is done in heaven, it will be done in heaven, on heaven, through you. As is done in heaven, it will be done on earth through you.
On earth through me.
Yes.
That means there's nothing to change. Like, nobody can change what's going to happen on this earth because it already happened in heaven or up? Does that make sense?
What it means is that once you return to the Father, no human being or nothing can stop what's going to happen, is happening for you on earth or anywhere else. But it's happening in you.
Okay. Okay, I see.
It's that inside of you because what's going to happen outside of you on earth, that's happening to that or those individuals because that's what they are bringing into the earth from themselves. They may only have misery, suicidal thought, loneliness, jealousy, envy, and strife, and that's coming through them from hell.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
And so if you're one with the Father, you and the Father is one, whatever's happening in heaven will be done on earth through you, in you.
Mm-hmm.
From above to below, meaning inside of you.
Okay. That makes sense. So the second question was, can you say it again?
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, who is this?
I'm Tivia.
Hey, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.
So my question would be a little personal. I want to ask you, how did you find God?
By looking within. You want to find God?
Yeah.
Look within. When you look within and you find out who you're not your thoughts, you're not your emotions, you're not your past, you're not your future. When you can clearly see that, I guarantee you, you shall find God. But God is above and within you. But you got to look within and discover who you're not.
Okay. So does it mean like I'm nothing?
You will. Short answer, yes. But you don't know what that means until you see who you really are. But you're not who you think you are.
Okay.
and your mind.
That's amazing.
Your mind. Do not try to understand this with your mind. Your thoughts, your mind, your imagination cannot, will not, ain't not, not. Would never understand the truth. It has no relationship with truth at all. So don't try to understand it, the truth with the thoughts. The truth will be revealed to you, and it will give you understanding. You can only understand the truth from the truth, not by any other person or anything.
Mm.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I want to.
Have you forgiven your mother?
No, not yet.
And why not?
I feel like... I don't know. I need to sit down and look in her eyes and tell her that.
Right. And why have you done that?
I haven't seen her today.
I'm sorry?
I haven't seen her today.
Oh, how old are you?
I'm 20.
And so do you live with her?
Yeah.
And you haven't seen her today, you say?
Yeah.
Did you see her?
She's not home.
Did you see her yesterday?
Yes.
Well, why did you do it yesterday?
That's a good question. I'm going to do it today.
But why did you do it yesterday? Why did you put off yesterday for today?
I didn't put it to do it today. I just feel like I don't know. I can't really answer that question, to be honest.
What is keeping you from forgiving your mother? You've been knowing for a while that you need to forgive her, right?
Like, I have just started my journey yet and finding out things now, actually, in the process. So I haven't done that already.
Are you afraid to forgive her?
No.
You're not afraid to face her?
maybe a little.
And why? Why are you afraid at all to face your mother?
Wow. Maybe not to face her, maybe to face something that I'm the unknown. Yeah.
And what do you mean by that?
I don't know. I can't really give you a good answer to that because I don't know.
When you were growing up and your mother were irritating you, did you ask your father to help you deal with your mother?
He's dead. Oh. I have a stepfather.
Oh. May his soul rest in peace.
Yeah.
Did your stepfather help you deal with your mother?
No. When I was younger, I had difficulties accepting him as my father.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of resentment and, like, I pushed him away or him. When I got older, I started to, like, accept him and see him as my father because he tried his best too. So I didn't really need, well, he helped me a little when I was older to deal with my mom because I feel like we both have a lot of rage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I was growing up,
This is why mothers who have children are not supposed to marry or get with any other man, or fathers should not get with any other woman if they have children, because the kids resent that. And they see it's hard enough only having one parent, but when that one parent, because they're so selfish, they're looking for attention, ego, attention for themselves. They don't care about the children, and the children know it. They need the attention of that one parent that they have. And so it bring on even more anger because the mother is selfish when she does that, or the father is selfish and just create problems. So forgive her. And you have to face her shaking in your boots. Hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for screwing up my life. I realize now you couldn't help it, and God will forgive you. And no matter what she says or how she reacts, that's on her. Let her act any kind of way she wants. She can blame your father, blame your stepfather, blame everybody but herself. That's on her. Mm-hmm. You forgive her so you can have an amazing life.
All right. Okay, thank you so much.
How do you spell your first name?
Tyria.
Syria.
No, Thiria.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you for that. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
Did Nehemiah tell you about the silent prayer?
I figured it out today too. Just today we watched a video from you and you talked about the silent prayer, and then I realized again that I can talk with God at any moment, and then I just told her that too, but she figured it out today too.
Okay. And so Thivya. Tibia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nehemiah, did you forgive your mother?
No. Kind of didn't have to because my mother showed me the way to God. Like she's the one that actually practices God and the Bible and stuff, and she brought my way into believing in God and not in Catholics or any sort of churches. She just told me that I have to find my way to God. And that's how I knew that when I was growing up, my mother never really, she never made me feel like she hated me in any kind of way, even when she like slapped my booty or something like that. I never felt the hate. I always felt like it makes sense, and not in a traumatizing way. Just I felt like my father is more like he thinks he's working through life and he is doing all the work. And my mother is more like, I'm gonna just let life do life. She just let it be. And this is how I knew my mother always understood to not try to grab onto life and just let go and not hold resentment, if that makes sense.
And how old are you?
I'm 22.
And so your mother was perfect?
No, she wasn't perfect.
What was imperfect about her? One example of something that she wasn't perfect at.
I think, okay, I cannot really say that was really wrong, but I cannot really, that's the only day that I was really confused on why she did that. I have my sister that likes to bust with my mother a lot. And that one day, my mother gave my sister a slap in the face, but it's because my sister talked back a lot, but it wasn't all the other days when she slapped us or when it was kind of like uncalculated. Like it was like more like she was, I couldn't say she couldn't control herself, but it was like she already made the decision to slap her in the face before she had a reason to when my sister talked to her back once, if that makes sense.
It does. And was that good or evil, what your mother did?
I didn't feel like it was evil. I just, that was just the first time I couldn't calculate what it was.
And so now that you're older and you can calculate, was slapping your sister in the face like that, was that good or evil?
I can't say now that you ask me the question again, evil.
And so if your mother was such a good Christian and doing all this, would she have slapped your sister in the face like that?
No.
Have you ever asked your father why it was so difficult for him to deal with your mother?
No, I never asked that. No.
And why not?
Because my father is more like of a person who he never feels like he has time to think about God. But I think it's because it was kind of heavy, but I just really think he has a lot of excuses to not find God most of the times. Or I don't know, when we do like our own church service at home or whatever, he just always like falls asleep or is not paying attention. And I always had the image of him that he always trying to control stuff and trying to make it right. And that's why he's an angry person. My father is an angry person. I can say that for sure.
Have you ever wondered why you why you see your father the way your mother sees him? Have you ever wondered that?
I think for a second, it was in my head, yeah.
And do you know why you see him through your mother's eyes? Do you know now why you see your father the way your mother see him?
I don't know what you mean by that. You mean like I'm seeing my father in the same eyes as my mother?
Yes.
Maybe because I always was with her, and I never really had a problem with my dad. I never had a real anger problem with my mother. I cannot explain it. I was always in peace when I was with my mother. And my dad was always like bringing some nervousness at home, and he's just an angry person. I was like, it was always like logical to think that my father is the one that's tripping.
What you don't realize, and if you work on yourself, you will realize, is that your mother seduced you, traumatized you, played victim, and you identified with her. And not realize that your mother is not a victim, and that's why your father can deal with her. You're seeing your mother through your father through your mother's eyes, and you think he's the bad guy because you think your mother's a good Christian, and she's not. Your mother's evil and wicked, and she has played victim, and now you're seeing your father in the same way that she sees him. You don't see him for yourself. I would highly recommend, and do what you want, that you have a talk with your father and ask him why was it so difficult for him to deal with your mother and hear his side of the story without judging him.
Okay.
Your mother is no angel, and your mother is not a victim.
Okay.
That's why your sister hates your mother, because your mother hates anyone that's close to the father.
You think it's like an arrangement that it's just like that, you cannot change it, and that's why my mother could never find God before my father?
Your mother can never find God because your mother is not working on herself. She has not forgiven her mother. She's not forgiven her father. So she hates your father because she hates her own father and her mother. And that's why she made you, as a kid, identify with her. She has no love.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, she always told me, before she told me stuff about my dad, that I shouldn't resent him if she tell me that. And a lot of moments she didn't even, she said she cannot tell me this because I would have a lot of resentment of my father.
Right.
Do you think that is a way of playing with my mind?
100%.
100%.
Because she did resent your father. She was lying to you.
Oh. Okay, I see what you're saying. That's why she's still with him.
Yes. She hate what she loves. She hate whom she loves, and she loves what she hates.
Because my father actually cheated on her once, and I have stepsisters. I think more than once, but and she stayed.
What did your father do to you?
To me personally, nothing.
So why do you resent him?
Because I heard how he touched my mother in a bad way when I wasn't here. And my sister and my brother saw it with their own eyes, but I was always away.
And so what did he do to you?
To me personally, nothing.
So why do you resent him then?
That's a good question. Yeah, I think because of the things I heard and of my brother and sister.
Right. You identify with your mother, and now you resent your father. And your mother knows that, too. You got to forgive her for doing that to you and forgive your – ask your father about the situation and apologize to your father for resenting him. Your father has never done anything to you. Your father loved you. It's just that he can't deal with you because you're just like his mother. You have the same spirit. And he doesn't know how to deal with that spirit of your mother. And likewise, he can't handle it inside of you because your mother is his mother.
Uh-huh. But, okay, and how do you think that works? Like, everybody dates their mothers and fathers?
Yes. 100%. That's why God said all who are born of the woman must be born of the father. Because if you don't, you continue the same evil from generation to generation to generation. And if you don't forgive your mother and your father, especially knowing your father never done anything to you, yet you resent him because of what you heard happened to your mother, but that has nothing to do with you. Your father and your mother hate one another, so two devils are together. They're going to fight, but it has nothing to do with you. But yet you resent him.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you resent your father and your mother, you're never going to know God. You'll know about him. You read about him. You go to church about him, but you would never know him. Knowing about God, reading about God, talking about God is not knowing God.
Yeah.
Jesse?
Yes.
When you say it like that, how can we even date or find a partner, like, when everything is bad or everyone?
That's a good question. What you should never, ever, 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 ever do. Never look for a boyfriend or a husband. Nehemiah came, never look for a girlfriend or a wife. You should only seek the truth first. Look for God. Look for what is right first, and then love your neighbor, love your enemy. Don't hate anyone, and God will add everything that's meant to be in your life. It will happen naturally, and when he put it in your life, there will be no problem with it. You won't have to try to make it work. You won't have to put 1 ounce of an energy to try to make it work. And if he does give you a husband, if he stays, fine. If he doesn't, fine. Because you won't need him. Your love will come from God. But if you look for that, a husband, boyfriend, a husband, he will become your God, and he will destroy you. And if Nehemiah looked for a girlfriend, wife, she will become his God, and she will destroy him. You will have the same situation over and over. You should only have one God, and that God is from above. And he will take care of you. He'll add to your life what you should have. We don't know what we want. We don't know what we need. We've been lied to.
Okay, yeah. Can
we ask one last question? I'm sorry.
Okay.
One last question.
All right.
Because that's really good. I'm not... Okay. My friend asked me a question one day that I tried to answer and tried to show her, but I think you can explain it better. Why did God put the tree in the garden, in the tree of bad and good?
Because he wanted Adam and Eve to love him freely, not by force, but to love him without forcing love on him. So, and by them not doing that, eating from the tree, which was the serpent, by the way, they were loving him freely. But once Eve fell for the lie and ate from that tree, she no longer loved her husband who loved God. And so, that's why he wanted them to love them freely, not by force, but by choice. And the same thing going to happen to you when you forgive your father and mother. You're going to love God by choice and not by force.
Mm-hmm. So the tree, when she ate the tree, do you think it's a hypothetical way of saying she...
Hold on a minute. Hold on, buddy. Back in a moment. Admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back. Fellowship, church on Sunday. All are invited right here in L.A. And for those who live in L.A., West L.A. area, come on down. Fellowship, doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. rebuildingdemand.com/church. And if you're not in L.A. or you just can't make it, you can watch it live anywhere in the world. Anywhere. Everybody and their mama, including Jessica's daddy. Listen to it. It's a part of the fellowship. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. All right? Let me go back to Nehemiah. Nehemiah.
Yes, I'm back.
Eve ate from believed the lie of the serpent when he told her that she could be a god, that she could be her own woman, that she doesn't need to listen to her husband. He listened to his father, and she believed the lie that she could be her own god. And she ate the apple of the lie, and she fell away from God. And every angry person think that they are God and that they can rule their own life. They know what they want. They can do whatever they want because they believe that they can be God, that they are God. And that's what happened with Adam and Eve. And when Adam believed the woman became his God, because she convinced him not to listen to his father. Your father just tried to control you. Your father, be your own man. Look at me. I'm my own woman. Be your own man. Don't believe your father. And he, just like your mother, pretend to be all innocent, and you believe her, and now the woman is your God. But so when Eve convinced Adam to be his own man and turned him away from his father, the woman became the man's God. And that's why men don't know how to deal with women today, because they mate by their mother being their God. They resent their mother, so they resent all women. And they can't deal with them because the woman is their God.
Oh, okay.
But that will change when you forgive your mother and return to the father by forgiving your earthly father. All of that would change, and you will come back to order. The man and the woman that return to the Father will come back to order and have an amazing life. You will have perfect peace.
So that means are we made like that in a way that if we believe in something without a doubt, it's going to happen? Is it that what happens to Eve?
When you, I don't understand that. Repeat that question. I'm sorry.
When she ate the apple,
yeah,
did it hypothetically mean that she had the I don't know if you can say the power or because God say we made in His image, right?
Right.
That means if we wish for something without a doubt, even if it's bad, that means it's gonna happen.
When you have been turned away from the God, I mean from God, mm-hmm. from the Father, then mm-hmm. you have what they call belief or faith or something, right? And that mm-hmm. doesn't work at all. Belief does not mm-hmm. work. But when you return mm-hmm. to the Father, you will know the Father, and you never have to think about the Father, and then all things will work for you because you mm-hmm. know the Father. You don't have to believe in Him. You know Him, mm-hmm. and knowing the Father is what you should do. Mm-hmm. My children shall know me or recognize me by my name. You should know the Father. Yeah, and recognize His voice. You will know the voice of God. My children shall know me by my voice.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jesse.
But right now you only know the voice of Satan because yeah. all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so nearby, do what you want, but you got to forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother and forgive mm-hmm. your mother for turning you away from your father. She pretends mm-hmm. to be a victim. You do not even, your father has, think about that. Your father has mm-hmm. never done anything to you, but yet you resent him, and you're only resenting him because of what happened between he and your mother, which had nothing to do with you. Two devils always get together and fight, but it has nothing yeah. to do with the children.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. All right, Jesse, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Start working on yourself. Don't look for anything but the truth. Go to work, feed yourself, and pay your rent and all that. But don't look for anything but the truth. And I promise you, your life will be amazing. You will own the world.
Yeah. And how do you look for the truth? Reading the Bible?
No. Looking within. Watch those thoughts, those so-called good thoughts or bad thoughts. They both are imposter.
The
good thoughts are evil as well. And just watch them. Don't call them you. And the truth will come in, and it will make a home in you, and it will show you who you really are.
Mm-hmm. She said, what am I supposed to think?
Like, when everything's a lie, what am I supposed to think?
What am I supposed to do when the best part of me was always you?
You're amazing, Jess.
The only thing you need to think about is when you need to think about it, when it's time for dinner, what am I going to have for dinner, breakfast, lunch, or dinner? I got to go to work. I may want to buy me a home. Those are all the things you need to think about. And once you do those things, you don't even have to think about that anymore, but there's nothing else you need to be thinking about but your physical life. That's the only thing you need to think about.
Sounds peaceful.
It's perfect peace. There's mm-hmm. nothing that you don't need to think about your past, your future. You don't need to think about what you want, what you have or don't have. You just need to live. And again, the only thing you need to think about is putting food on your table.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. Like a dog.
Practical thinking.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I got to run. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Good talking to you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Brandon out of Canada. Brandon, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Brandon.
It was amazing hearing you talking with those two young fellows here.
It was a boy and a girl, and they're looking for.
Yeah.
They want what's right. They want it, and that's what's important.
Yeah, so it's nice hearing you taking the time to talk with those people.
Yeah.
And I could hear in them that they wanted the truth, so it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, but I wanted to talk about the assignment you gave about anger and not getting angry.
Oh, and, resist. I think it resists anger. Is that right?
Yes, that is right.
That was last week assignment. Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah, I actually I've been working on myself for quite some time now. I haven't got angry in maybe over 2 years now. It's amazing.
Amazing. Really.
And, at work last week, a colleague of mine, like a coworker, she got mad on me, like, big time. And the moment she got in, because when she gets in, I'm off. The moment she got in, I could see it in her eyes. Something was wrong. She was holding in, like, in her, you know, like,
yeah.
She was, like, looking at me strangely.
Yeah.
And I just, like, didn't mind her, but I could see the anger coming. And then she came to me 2 minutes later, and she went off. And she, like, I'm pissed at you. You pissed me off. Sorry for the language, but she's like, oh, I'm so angry. You make me angry. And she just, like, went on, and I just look at her. I say, hey, I understand you have the right to be angry, but it's not on me. It's on you.
Right.
You can't blame me for your anger. And JC, it made her, like, 100 times angrier.
Yeah, because...
when I told her that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Because the darkness hate the light.
It does.
And if she wasn't ready to change, of course, that evil going to have a fit inside of her.
Yeah, but I didn't keep on talking. I just stayed silent, and I started trembling, and it was amazing to watch the devil in me trying to react and make me hate her.
Right on.
But
man,
she made me her hand and me in her head, but I could see the devil trying to do the same to me, and I was trembling, and I just look at the trembling, but I didn't react to it, and then she kept on talking for like 10 minutes. I swear, like, I was getting my stuff ready to go, and she was, like, just nagging and nagging and nagging and nagging. By herself, I stopped talking. I'm like, I'm not arguing with the devil. So I just stopped talking, and she went on for 10 minutes. And then at the end, I was like, all right, I'm off. And, like, I tried to talk to her last one time because, you know, she's a colleague. And, I was like, all right, let's give it a try, like, one last try. Like,
what the?
I'm like, hey. Like, here's what happened. I tried to talk to her, and when she see, like, I'm not arguing or anything, she said, oh, don't talk to me. I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm out of here.
What a mess. I love that,
what a
man.
Mess.
Right on.
Yeah.
The one thing you said that is so important, and this happened without me even thinking that it would happen, I had no idea, is that when you're working on yourself and you start to overcome evil and you're overcoming evil and overcoming evil, you without even trying or thinking about it, you tend to notice other people even more so. And you see,
yes,
you can see how miserable they are and that they're in pain and that they're lost and they're living in their heads and they have fear. And you can see the jealousy and the envy, revenge inside of them, but when you're not working on yourself, you're just all about yourself. You don't even see what's going on with the people around you because you're just about yourself. And so I love how you saw that anger in her even before it came out, and by seeing it, you were protected from it. It's so amazing.
Yes, that is so true. I'm more able to see that now, and it's like the Father is giving us a way to protect ourselves from the evil in others.
Absolutely,
you know, by seeing it, and it's I think that's really amazing,
it's beautiful.
I was gonna say something else, but it slipped off my mind.
It's beautiful how the Father will let you see the evil in yourself so you can overcome, but He also lets you see the evil in others so that you won't judge it. You won't judge them because you realize it's not them, but you are protected from evil within yourself. and from evil inside of others. It's amazing. He loves us, and he does look out for us. He protects us.
Yeah, that is so true. And when you work on yourself, you really get to see that God loves you.
Yes.
And it's like he puts a bubble around you, and like you could see the world, you see what's happening, but it's like you're in it, but not of it. And
absolutely,
it's so different living that way. It's really different.
It's perfect. Amazing. Thank you, Brandon. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. An amazing story. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Jesse, and talk soon.
All right, buddy. That's amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jason out of Las Vegas. Jason, you are on the air. Hey, Jason.
Jesse, good morning.
Hey, Jason.
Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I had it on speakerphone listening.
Yeah,
I took it off speakerphone.
Okay.
And I guess you couldn't hear me, so I'm back on speakerphone now. Can you hear me?
No, get off the speakerphone.
All right, now I'm off of speakerphone.
Okay.
Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Jesse.
Jason, your phone messing up again.
God dang it. What the heck?
Let's try with the speaker. You may have an Obama phone. Let's try with the
All right. Here I am. You hear me?
I do. Stay right there.
Yes, sir. All right. So my wife is pregnant, and it's a boy.
Congrats. Is this the first child?
First child ever for both of us.
Congratulations. Right on.
Thank you very much. Thank
you
so much, sir. Thank
you for
so
Jason.
Much.
Real man.
So I hear you say it.
Real man made boys first.
That's exactly what I'm calling about. I hear you say that all the time, and I love it. I agree with it, but I don't know where it comes from. Where did you first hear that or learn that, or how do you know that?
Alpha males mate boys first. Because in the good old days, 90% of the time, maybe more, men mate boys first. My first child was a boy. My daddy's first child was a boy. My uncle... first child, all my uncles' first child were boys. My friends who got married or made babies out of wedlock were boys. Men made boys first in the good old days, but now that men are beta males, they make girls first.
Okay, so you just know through experience.
Well, I was taught the secret to making boys first when I was young, But yes, I also know through experience.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
You
appreciate
are
everything
now,
you do. And
you are now and forever alpha male.
All right. That sounds good to me. Hey, could I take a stab at the biblical question?
Do you know how to behave under pressure?
I do not know how. Of myself, I know nothing, and of myself, I can do nothing.
That's amazing. I appreciate that.
Amazing.
And I'll put my two cents
appreciate
in on
you.
Sunday.
Sounds good.
Love
everybody. I'll talk to you. Go ahead.
When is the baby coming?
Baby's coming mid-August.
Right on. Amazing.
Yep.
Well, congratulations,
amazing.
Jason.
Thank you so much, sir. I'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy. 888-77-5377. It's about time somebody made a boy. What the? Leah is out of New Jersey. Leah, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. I was calling because I listen to your show sporadically, very sporadically, and I happen to be listening today, and I was listening eight
This is
years
one of your sporadic moments.
Exactly.
Right on.
It was 8 years ago, almost to the day, you were on television at that time. That's where I first found your show.
Yeah, I used to do a live show on...
was it Newsmax?
Newsmax. Absolutely.
Okay. So...
And you would catch my TV show sporadically?
No, well, I caught it a couple times, I think, before it went off.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how long you were on. I only saw it, short time.
Yes.
So anyway, so at that time, they had those people doing those sucker punches, and you were saying...
Oh, the knockout games.
Knockout games. And you were saying they only did that, black people only did...
That was when the blacks were going around knocking out white people and laughing about it.
Yeah, so I called in and told how that happened to me, and you accused me of lying.
A black person knocked you out?
Well, they punched me in the face. I didn't fall out, but I got the sucker punched to the face, to the jaw.
Thank
God I didn't fall out. Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm an American. Okay. Anyway, so you accused me of lying, and you said, I think you're lying because you don't know. But and so I had made a report. Because it happened in New York City, 8 o'clock in the morning, the busiest corner, probably one of the busiest corners in the world at that point. So I made a report to the Port Authority Police in New York, and it happened to end up being, well, the police told me that they're not going to make they weren't going to charge him because it was only one punch. I didn't pass out. And all this other stuff. So a few months later, he did this down the street from where we were, to a white person. They did arrest him, but that's a different police department. Anyway, I said all that to say, the person that did that to me is the person that Daniel Penny ended up killing.
Amazing.
So what I was saying, and then you compared that to... The poor woman that got killed on the train in Charlotte or the bus, I'm not sure which.
Oh, there was some, there was a young girl, according to report, and allegedly was stabbed in the neck by a black guy with
hard.
A long criminal record.
Right, who ended up being, well, he had a long mental health record as well. But what I was saying is, you were saying, well, if it had been a white person with a black, it had to have been the opposite. No, it wouldn't have, I don't think.
Why not?
Because that poor woman, her parents got invited to the State of the Union address. Why? What did that? I mean,
they
have a right
because
to.
They were her parents.
Right, but I'm saying a lot of people get killed in the U.S.
Leah,
it sounds
like you're trying to make a point, and because of time, make that point.
Okay, I'll make the
because
point.
Because you're
what
talking
I'm saying
around
is,
it. You're talking around
what
it.
What I'm saying is that it became more of a prominent story because she was white and he was black. Daniel Penny, even though I can't say one way or the other because people protect people on the subway all the time, I wish he hadn't choked this guy. But that guy hadn't attacked anybody that day. He was acting crazy, but he hadn't attacked anyone. So what I'm saying to you is that there was another one in New York City or Long Island where a black father killed a white guy, and he got charged the same way Daniel Penny did.
What point are you talking
about? So what I'm saying is that you're acting like if it's black to white, they always to go side on the black person, make it more of a story, where I think I don't think that that's true at all.
But no, you're not paying attention there because anytime a white person, 9 times out of 10, white person does anything to a black person, that white person is going to jail. But if black people do it to white people, you barely hear about it. Thank you, Lear. I appreciate it. I got to take a break. When I come back, Jane, we'll get to some super chat and more calls. I got to take a break. Thank you, Lear. But Lear, pay attention to the genocide that is upon white Americans right now. It is amazing. Pay attention to it. Don't be in denial. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news coming.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? It's crazy. And people in denial. Terrible. Hackers have leaked 7.7 terabytes. Not trillion. Well, I don't know if it's trillion. But terabytes of sensitive LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department records online, according to Ground News. A breach of the LA City Attorney's Office. Compromised 7.7 terabytes of sensitive LAPD records, including personnel files and internal affairs documents, and maybe like witness and victim and perpetrator stuff, not sure, allegedly. Who knows? According to the Los Angeles Times, the stolen trove includes more than 337,000 files featuring sensitive discovery documents, such as witness names, medical information, and unredacted criminal complaints. Terrible. Now, complaints don't mean that it's actually true. FYI. Mess going on in this here world. And over in Iran, Netanyahu, well, not just Iran, but Hezbollah and Israel. Netanyahu says that Israel will begin direct negotiations with Lebanon aimed at disarming Hezbollah. U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff pressed Bibi Netanyahu, based Bibi Netanyahu. Some of you differ on me with whether he's based, to calm down the strikes in Lebanon. Because, you know, you killed a few hundred people, or they did, Israelis did, with strikes on Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah. But there were many, I imagine, collateral damage, civilians, innocent people, you know, so to speak, who got killed, I bet. That's Lebanon's repeated requests. After Lebanon's repeated requests and earlier calls from Lebanese President Joseph Aoun, A-O-U-N, for a diplomatic path. Israeli strikes on Wednesday killed at least 254, maybe even over 300 people, according to Lebanese civil defense. U.S. and Israel deny that the ceasefire with Iran and Israel and America included Lebanon, but Iran and Pakistan, as you probably know, claim that it explicitly includes the country of Lebanon, and which therefore would kind of protect Hezbollah. So I don't know. J.D. Vance is leading a U.S. delegation, I guess, to Islamabad this weekend for peace talks. I guess it's starting today, right? Tonight, whatever. I don't know when. Peace talks aimed at ending the war. And I'm like, oh, no. Well, maybe he can do it. He is smart. Even though he's not as wise, we'll call it, as our greatest president, Trump. The U.S. and Iran are preparing for talks as the shaky ceasefire holds. The Strait of Hormuz traffic is remaining low. Trump warned Iran not to charge fees for ships transiting the Hormuz Strait. On Thursday, Trump warned Iran against charging tolls for vessels passing through the Hormuz Strait, stating, quote, "They better not be, and if they are, they better stop now," said Trump. Acting on a proposal from Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and Field Marshal Asim Munir, Trump agreed Tuesday, as you know, for that two-week ceasefire contingent on complete, immediate, and safe opening of that Strait of Hormuz. Iran and Oman, they proposed charging up to $2 million per ship. I didn't know Oman was in on this for reconstruction. Oman being, I guess, a different country over there for reconstruction. Oh, so they're going to charge that big old toll to help reconstruct the area. I didn't know that there was any damage that needed to reconstruct. I didn't know that there was any destruction to reconstruct, but perhaps so. At least two vessels already paid fees in Chinese yuan. Yuan. Perhaps I'm mispronouncing that. Iran is doing a very poor job, dishonorable, some would say, of allowing oil to go through the Strait of Hormuz, stated Trump on Truth Social. So it must be the truth. This is not the agreement we have, he stated. But he remains very optimistic about a peace deal, as he always is.
noting Iranian leaders are more amenable in private conversations than their public statements suggest. The new Iranian regime, though, according to Revolver News and I-24 News, say that the new regime is more extreme than their predecessor. So Trump may have done more harm than good. Maybe. That's what some may say. I don't know. I'm James Hake, JLP. Hour three, I think. Nice.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It was supposed to rain. At least they said it may start raining today, but then Saturday for sure. Now they're saying no rain until Sunday. What the? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, you just got to get up and do whatever it is you got to do. But you would love to listen to the show as it's happening. You can. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that you and I may have peace of mind. Likewise, he made it possible so you can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And my biblical question, do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? It's an amazing question. It is really, really. I really, really gonna miss you for the rest of my life. Things will be different. How do you know? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Amazing question. It's also amazing that it's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
Like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
Ah! I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
When mission pilot Victor Glover was asked if he had an Easter message, he said he didn't have anything prepared, and then he went on to say this.
When I read the Bible and I look at all of the amazing things that were done for us.
Somebody say amen!
Amen, saying we need Jesus whether here on Earth or orbiting the moon.
Oh, wow, that warms my heart.
A U.S. Army staff sergeant is trying to stop his wife from being deported after she was detained inside a Louisiana military base.
Welcome to America.
Meanwhile, cocaine and coffee is quite the headline.
Welcome to Earth.
Amazing. That's amazing that people marry illegal aliens. Men marry illegal aliens. Women marry illegal aliens. Knowing that it's not out of love, they try to get a membership into the country. And then things fall apart. They wonder why. What the? Amazing. Leah, who by circumstance and listened to my show, happenstance. She mentioned that I had a live TV show at once on Newsmax TV. It was amazing. So you may want to somehow or another find that and check that out. Newsmax TV. It was absolutely amazing. I want to, I haven't played many soundbites today. My producer there has an amazing packet put together, really demonstrating evil and how good is needed. And there is no love. The one thing that you can bank on, you can put your cryptos on. Human beings do not have love. They only have hate. There's no love. And I also hear people say, well, look for the best in the person. Look for the best. There is no best in a person. What's wrong with you? There's no best in human nature. Looking for the best in human beings is like looking for gold in Watts, California. What the? I want to give you an example of evil and that we need good. Love thy neighbor. Love God. When you love God before anybody or anything, that includes your children, your wife, your husband, your children, your family, everybody. Love God first and foremost. If you don't, you do love evil. And you call evil good, but evil is evil. There's no gray area. No gray area. Either you love evil, because all human beings are evil due to being born of the woman. All human beings are born into an evil family. And so as a result, as children, you become evil because they impose that on you. And they destroy your innocence. You forget who you are and your relationship with God. But you can overcome. Some do and most don't. NBC News. Some Americans are refusing to pay federal taxes as part of a growing online call to protest against Trump administration policies. Watch this from NBC News.
Some Americans are protesting the war in Iran and President Trump's domestic policies by putting their money where their mouth is as part of a call to sit out of paying federal taxes this year.
I'm Rachel, and I'm not paying my federal income tax this year.
It's time that we stop paying our taxes.
Tax strike 2026. Spread the word.
On social media, people saying they'd rather put the money into a savings account, donate it to a charity, or simply keep it for themselves. Anything instead of handing it over to the federal government. It's called war tax resistance, a type of protest that's been around in some form since the colonial era, spiking around the Vietnam War when folk singer Joan Baez famously refused to pay 60% of her taxes, reportedly leading the IRS to file a lien against her.
I was about to say, you're going to regret that. You're doing that out of anger. You're doing that, making that decision in the dark. The IRS is going to take your house if you had one. They're going to put a lien on your job. You will regret that. That's a wrong decision because you're doing it out of anger. You're hanging for Trump, the great white hope. They call him king. They call him amazing. Some people call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. You will regret that. Because the IRS, they will come for your money, and they will get it. And then you'll be wondering, what did I do? You did a stupid thing by listening to the evil in other people, making those suggestions, and listening to it in yourself. You got to regret that if you do that, but do what you want. One woman says she was stopped withholding federal tax from her paycheck because the U.S. is sending money to other countries. Watch this.
For some, it might mean pulling legal levers to lower their tax bill. For others, it goes a step further.
Essentially, we're going to strike. We're striking on taxes.
Neetu Sharma says she decided this year to stop withholding federal taxes from her paycheck.
Resisting is a privilege, and not everyone can resist in the same way. So having options and still being able to take action was great.
Her reason, she says, is where her tax dollars are going, even before the war with Iran started.
We were sending a lot of funding and arms to other countries instead of taking care of the people at home.
Sharma says her protest isn't about avoiding taxes altogether.
I'm still paying state taxes, and I believe state taxes are something that we should continue paying.
Are you worried at all about going to jail, potentially?
I was at a point the IRS does not have the manpower to go out and, you know, audit every single person and look at who's not paying federal taxes.
Because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. You listen to the serpent, you will suffer. Do that, see where that gets you. I wouldn't recommend that, lady. But you listen to the devil. The U.S. Treasury says 50% of its revenue is from individuals' income tax, and 13% of government spending goes to national defense. This is from NBC News.
While it's impossible to track exactly where your individual tax dollars go, last fiscal year, the Treasury says the federal government collected about half of its revenue from individual income taxes. About $900 billion went to defense, according to the Office of Management and Budget. It's the government's fifth biggest expense, behind other big-ticket items like Social Security, Medicare, interest on the national debt, and other health spending. Sharma believes her approach is legal, but experts say not paying the taxes you owe is anything but.
The law does not care what your motive is for either not filing, not paying your taxes.
The IRS and legal experts say avoiding your taxes could land you with a laundry list of penalties, including fees, getting your passport revoked, and in some cases, jail time.
If you were to offer any sort of legal advice to some of these protesters, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, push a candle through a paper plate and go to a vigil and sing. Don't refuse to pay your taxes. That will land you in prison.
It really, really, really will. But do what you want. That is bad advice. And because you're angry, you hear other angry people giving you advice, you take it. This is what's going to happen. You're going to lose everything. Oh, the IRS is coming for you. Amazing. But do what you want. One other quick one I want to play. It was funny how that guy said push a candle through a paper plate and go do a visual thing. That's the best advice. But blind people don't take the best advice unless they'll really want the truth. And they'll hear it. And things change just like that. Amazing. What should be the faith of this man? The fate of this man. ABC 7 is reporting. Listen, folks, don't y'all listen to that. Do what you want, of course. But I wouldn't recommend you play the game with the IRS. Did you know the IRS even own your home once you pay it off? And if you don't pay taxes on it, they come and get it. You're like, what the? When do I own this home then? They give you 30 years to pay it off. You pay it off between 1 and 30 years. They still own the house. That's not fair. But I wouldn't protest in that way. I'll find another way to change it. What should be the fate of this man? ABC 7 is reporting. What? Oh, on April 8th, 2026, a guy by the name of Tanner Horner faced 8 he faced either the death penalty or life in prison. Because back in 2022, he killed a young girl, according to this report. Watch this from ABC 7.
This morning, an unexpected guilty plea at the capital murder trial of a former FedEx driver accused of killing a 7-year-old Texas girl after delivering a Christmas gift to her home.
She was so much fun. She was a free spirit.
Prosecutors say back in 2022, Tanner Horner claimed as he was backing out of the driveway, he hit 7-year-old Athena Strand, allegedly telling investigators that Athena did not appear seriously injured, but fearing she'd tell her father what had happened. He panicked and strangled her.
I'll tell you, that little girl right there is a warrior. She fought with the strength of 100 men.
Prosecutors tell a different story. They claim Horner plotted the killing for days.
He knew what was going on. He drove through the scene that day. He drove right through the scene that day.
The jury yesterday saw this chilling image of Athena inside Horner's truck before the alleged murder. Now, a jury will decide if he'll spend the rest of his life in prison or face the death penalty.
And he was there 24 hours before on the same road at a different house with a different girl.
Where is the love? Where's the love? Love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else, and love your neighbor, love your enemy. Where is it? His lawyer, Horner's lawyer, claimed since he has autism and struggled with mental health and was exposed to lead, should disqualify him from the death penalty. Watch this, ABC 7.
His lawyers claim Horner's autism, his struggle with mental health, and his exposure to lead paint should disqualify him from the death penalty.
Testing shows that he has 24 times the amount of lead that the person his age should have in his bones. You don't have to be a scientist or a doctor to know that lead has terrible effects on the brain.
Testimony resumes today as the jury considers Horner's sentence. Sophie Flay, ABC News, New York.
Amazing. And it's going to get worse. And you know why? Because you're pushing anger as good. You're making up excuses for evil. Anger has a terrible effect on the brains, on your every fiber in your body, every cell, every bone, every vessel, every vein. Anger affects that because anger is evil. There's no life. There's no love. There's nothing but death and anger. And it destroys everything about you. And they blame it on something else. They blame it on everything but evil. Isn't that amazing? And you think that's bad, and it is. Down in California, according to ABC 7, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent shot and wounded a suspect gang member in Patterson who is wanted in El Salvador. I've been there before. It's beautiful. Went down to San Salvador. The Salvadorians are living like white people. And they have Salvadoran maid service, just like white people. And there's no different, there's no rich, I mean, there's no middle class, unless that's changed. It's just, you're either rich or you're poor, and the Salvadorans are rich, and then those who are poor, and they make they have the poor Salvadoran working for them like slaves. We lived on the beach down there. It was right on the water. And the weather was warm night and day. Bright sun, bright moonlight. It was like daylight all the time almost. It was beautiful. But this guy wanted in El Salvador for questioning in connection with a murder. Watch this from ABC 7.
I was in shock when I first heard this. No, not in Patterson.
The quiet Central Valley town of 25,000 people was the site of an ICE officer-involved shooting. It happened right at their central intersection by Interstate 5. ICE officers say they were conducting a targeted vehicle stop to make an arrest. Dash cam video obtained by KCRA in Sacramento shows a car said to have been driven by the suspect abruptly back up and then speed forward. That's when officers say they opened fire. Sky 7 shows bullet holes in the smaller black SUV parked here in Stanislaus County.
Deputies from the sheriff's office immediately responded to the scene and assisted in securing the area by blocking the roadways. Fire and paramedic personnel also responded to provide medical assistance.
The injured man was transported to a nearby hospital following the shooting. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyon says the suspect is a member of the 18th Street Gang in El Salvador. That is where he is allegedly wanted for questioning for a murder.
Amazing, huh? So I don't know, but they said the guy wanted in El Salvador for a murderer. It's starting to remind me of that guy blaming the lead paint, or seemed to be blaming lead paint on someone committing a crime. Not the evil that's inside the person, but the lead paint. You made me do that. The paint made me do it. If you think that's bad, there are some people in that area, according to the report, supporting the guy from El Salvador. FBI in Sacramento is investigating the shooting. Some, quote-unquote, community members expressed support for the authorities and other voice concern regarding the use of lethal force by federal agents. Watch this.
FBI Sacramento has taken over as the primary agency for this investigation.
FBI Sacramento, we are conducting a thorough, methodical investigation to understand what transpired prior to today's shooting.
Community members from across the Central Valley came to the scene to get their look at what is now a national story.
They're here for a reason, and I support them. Keep up the good work.
Joni Dixon Garcia is a rapid responder from Tracy. She came to make sure the smaller town had the support they needed while making sure there is a thorough investigation into what happened. After three recent shootings involving federal agents in Minnesota, she is unhappy with seeing lethal force used in a similar manner.
You know the risks, all the stuff. Assume the risk. Stop being a scared little baby and shoot every time you're a little bit scared.
Shut up, Heffa. Every time you listen to the woman, you're going to suffer. Listen to her. Sit down, Satan, and shut up. Otherwise, we're going to blame it on the lead paint. It's a spiritual battle, folks. Frisk is out of Florida. Frisk, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I just got a little comment on, like, the thoughts.
Okay.
How I've been realizing them lately. Like, when I be realizing, when I catch them and they go crazy, they remind me of beehives. Like, you know how beehives be on your house outside?
Yes.
Like, when you poke them, they go crazy.
That's right. They like spread out everywhere.
No, they really do, and they do not stop coming, you know?
Right.
And they get loud. And it's a couple of other things I like to share with you. Like with judging man. Like when I judge man, I do judge man. I'm not going to lie or whatever. I do judge man.
Why do you do it?
Honestly, is when I get angry at them, like, you know, if they, you know, cross me wrong or they talk, you know, smack about me behind my back or whatever the case may be, I get upset at that.
And why?
First. And then, I don't know, because it's like, you guys don't really know me like that. Why are you talking smack about me or whatever? It's like, it's that part. And then when I do calm down, when I come into it, it's like, I can't really get mad because at the end of the day, it's just words, honestly.
And when you say they're talking smack about you, who are you referring to?
Well, I'd be referring to me, like, first.
And who are you?
Well, I ain't gonna lie, that question be getting me every time. Yeah, I don't know.
Then how do you get mad then if you don't know who they're talking about?
I don't know, but that's the thing though, Jesse. That like when you ask me who am I and stuff like it's like when you hit me with that question, it makes sense because I don't know who am I, so I shouldn't really be feeling anything. But then I still go back into it like, oh, they're talking about Fritz. So it's like a little back and forth thing at times.
And when they are talking about you, how do you feel about it? When you hear that, how do you feel?
Honestly, I really do feel like hurting somebody.
And what's that feeling like? Describe the feeling.
Man, it's like a tightness I get in my body, and I get like real, I won't say hot, like, yeah, hot and a little sweaty. You see, like, yeah, honestly. And I feel like I just want to just go after them. But then when I have that feeling and those thoughts come, like, oh, get a weapon or whatever, or smack them in the face or whatever, it's that you do it, you're going to go to jail. Or you do it, they might beat you up. Or so forth, so on. And then I just, all right, let me just back down. But even when I back down, I'm still angry. And it takes me a while to really calm down and distance myself from those feelings. But I do calm down and distance myself. And when I do come into clarity, it's like, are you really just almost made a fool of yourself and put yourself in a really tough situation that you probably won't be able to get out of?
Which comes first, the thoughts or the feeling, the angry feeling? Which comes first?
Honestly, at times, the feelings, I notice the feelings first.
But which comes first, the feelings or the thought?
Oh, you're asking me which comes first? Oh, the thought, yeah.
And then the feeling, which comes second?
Yeah, and then the feeling.
And are
but
you
the
your
feelings
thoughts?
Be stronger than the thought. I'm sorry.
The feelings are what?
The feelings are like more noticeable than the thought.
Right. I understand that. Are you your thoughts?
Nah, I ain't. Nah, them things crazy.
Are you your feelings?
No, sir.
Then why do you react? Why not feel that? You didn't catch the thought. That's why you got the feeling. If you catch the first thought, you wouldn't have the feeling. But why not relax in it and knowing that it's not happening to you so that those false identity, the false self can die from you? Why not? Because it's not happening to you. You're not your thought. You're not the feeling. So nothing is happening to you. Why not take advantage of that and overcome that?
Yeah. Well, because it's like I want to deal with the situation like right there and then. So it's like I want to take actions in my own hands to like just stop it, you know? Like in a more.
But why are you listening to the devil?
I'm honestly, Jesse, I don't know. I'm trying. I'm really trying not to. But, you know, it's sneaky, man. Like, it I don't know. It just blitz me out of nowhere. I don't know.
How old are you now, Fish?
I'm 29 now.
Oh, okay. And when will you start? Every day, every moment, being aware of those thoughts so you can catch them before they can make you feel that way.
And honestly, I got to start now than later because if I start now, I mean, yeah, if I start now, maybe later it'll be smooth. But if I start later, it'll probably be the end of, you know?
We've been talking for a minute now. Why haven't you already started that?
Oh, no, I started. I'm just saying, like, it's just, I don't know. It just keeps, it's like, it's almost like I'm going nowhere.
Hold on a minute.
It's like I'm coming down.
Hold on for a minute.
Yeah.
The treasure chest is now open on, I don't think we have D-Live anymore. Oh, yeah, D-Live. And Stretch Off on Pulse.net. Oh, just Stretch Off only now, I think. Back in a moment.
I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
So, quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then after that, oh, Lord, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I talk with journalist, CEO, and author of the Case for cancel culture. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
People's ability to vote, stopping discrimination, human rights.
They were canceling conservative left and right.
I mean, there were some conservatives that deserved to be canceled. We see political cults on the left and the right. And that extremism, I think, is what's tearing America apart. This country should not be ran by the Bible.
But aren't we a Christian nation?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. Do you love America? Amazing. At 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member on the YouTube channel there, or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then the American Anchor Baby flying high. What?
No, you're fine. Oh, I said the Fallen State guest said this country should not be ran, but it should not be run.
He black.
Yep, indeed. But I interrupted your anchor baby announcement.
Beta.
Alpha.
The American anchor baby fly high, especially on Fridays, on the energy given to him by God. Right after the Fallen State. The Fallen State is from 11 to about 12, give or take, p.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby. And then fellowship on Sunday. All are invited. All right? Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And you can watch it live anywhere in the world. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And thank you all for your support as well, helping us to help others. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com and you're helping us get the equipment. Thank you. People are making donations to help us upgrade our equipment here. Thank you. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate or scan the QR code to support Bond or call 800-411-BOND or 800-411-BOND or 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it in, make your check and money order out to Bond. Send it to P.O. Box 350, Bond, P.O. Box 350-90, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 350-90, L.A., California, 90035. You can get all that information at rebuildingdemand.com/show. Let me go quickly back to Friss out of Florida. So, Friss, when will you when will you get serious about being present at all times?
Right now.
All right. Well, always keep your mind where your body is. Know where you are and what you're doing at all times. And you're going to see that nothing has ever happened to you. It only happened to the ego. And you thought you were your thoughts and your feelings, but that was the nature of the devil. And if you can keep your mind with your body, be present, it will be taken away from you.
Yes, sir.
So stay with it. Don't give up.
Oh,
stay with it. Stay with it. No, stay with it.
No, sir. I got one more thing.
Okay.
Real quick. It's when you say not telling nobody, right? Like waking up. Don't tell nobody the secret, right?
Right.
Is that also like a protection?
Yes. You're being protected from evil because you're running tell it, but you're telling it to a person, whether male or female, parents or not parents, who is not ready for the good. They only love evil, and that evil in them are going to get mad at you and turn against you.
Okay, so it's like, okay, it's protection, not telling them, and then it's also like, it's really just for me, not for everybody. Everybody could find their own way on their own time. Just be fair with that.
100%.
All right, cool. All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And I wish Joel well. I haven't heard from or seen him in a minute. So
he's married now, he's doing well.
Nice, nice, nice.
You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir, I will.
All right. 888-77. Jesse, let me go to Rochelle out of Los Angeles. Rochelle, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
How are you?
Amazing. All is well.
All is well.
Yeah.
I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Do you know how to behave under pressure?
Yes, I know how to behave under pressure.
And how is that?
First, I look at the thought that's telling me that I'm under pressure, and then I let it pass because in actuality, there is no pressure. The only reason why I would perceive that I'm under pressure is because I'm listening to the idea or the thought that I'm under pressure. And so how I behave really is there's no behavior. I just do what's in front of me to do. Let the thought pass that's telling me that I'm under pressure because it's not real. It's just a thought or an idea.
Amazing. Oh, this is our Rochelle, right?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were a white girl.
I think I'm a white girl, too.
You sound like a white girl when I heard that. Oh, no. Oh, amazing. Thank you for responding, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. That's amazing.
Okay. Also, I just wanted to add, like, that would, for me, I've come to understand that applies to everything. If you're staying present and watching the thoughts that are telling you something's going on, but you let it pass, it's a foolproof it's a foolproof way of living. If you can't go wrong with dropping the thoughts. And I'm growing more and more in that. And it's amazing.
Amazing. Well, you stay with it. And I know you will. I believe you will. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. That's amazing.
Thank you.
And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing, at the Creek Door.
Okay. Rise. Okay. And have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Rochelle. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right now. Amazing. Let me go to Yatsen out of Canada. Yatsen, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
I wanted to first answer the biblical question.
Do you know how to behave under pressure?
I know nothing. The universe is far too complicated, and we have no free will. Satan, your ego, will do judgment on what's correct before and after any and everything. When you have the Holy Spirit, you just be thoughtless. God, in his mysterious ways, will let it be known how and why you did the right thing in an instant.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that. And I will put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Appreciate it. I also wanted to know what your favorite Jesus quote is and what it means to you.
My favorite one?
Or whatever comes to mind.
To love God first with all your heart and to love your neighbor, your enemy, as yourself. Without a doubt.
Nice. Beautiful.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I have one last like a warning to your viewers who talk about DMT and it being spiritual and everything.
What's DMT?
DMT, dimethyltryptamine. It's a drug that people smoke, and they say it's what happens when you die, so you get to see the afterlife.
Oh.
And I had sleep paralysis last night for the first time ever, and God pulled me out of it. Like, I was half awake. I could feel myself wrestling in bed, but the dream was getting weirder and weirder and weirder, and it was reminded me of a DMT trip, and I was pulled out of it, and the Holy Spirit gave me clarity in an instant. So I'd like to share that.
That's amazing. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Man. Thank you.
Yeah. They say the DMT realm is what it's like when you die. It is, truly, but it's hell. It may appear or seem enticing and familiar, but demons are tricky like that. I've known people who were drawn to suicide by it. God have mercy on them. I want to urge everyone not to just take your word, Jesse's word for it, but to seek the truth, take his advice, forgive your parents, and do the silent prayer. It's amazing. Trust me.
Thank you, Larson. I appreciate that, y'all. I do appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Okay. Love y'all. Have a good day.
All right. Y'all stay away from the DMC. The DMT? DMT. That people smoking DMT?
I don't know how it works, but it's. I just looked it up and I asked if it was a mushroom. No, it's a naturally occurring psychedelic compound found in various plants.
And so they really
chemically related to psilocybin, or however psilocybin, whatever.
And you taking it what? And you taking it to what?
I don't know. It's famously used in ayahuasca brew.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
It's amazing how people think getting high.
Illegal in most countries, by the way. We disclaim.
It's amazing how people take chemical stuff and think they're going to find God. What the? You got to be out of your mind. Super, super.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Tom bought 3 coffees. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. Morning, Jesse. I love how you talked about being fascinated with evil last week. I have to admit, I have been fascinated with evil most of my life. However, as I am overcoming, I realized I am becoming fascinated with good. Isn't that something?
That's amazing. It is mind-blowing that human beings are fascinated with evil. They love being angry. They love being resentful. They love being spiteful and jealous and suicidal and lonely and depressed and revengeful and gossipy and whatever. They love being that way. They're fascinated with evil and they hate good. What the? Thank you.
Jermaine, what the? Morning, y'all. Jesse, Hake, Nick. Trump made a post yesterday about Tucker, Candace, Alex, and Megan, saying they're crazy. Hake, next craziest president, Nick Fuentes, said if Trump is not for all who was named, he's not for America, and said he's not for Trump anymore. What do you think about Nick Judas turning his back on Trump when they don't get their ways? I get it. He's doing his job by criticizing things, but is it right with the right spirit? Thoughts? I wish him well.
Trump did a post, he said?
He posted on Truth Social. I did see this in the news.
What did he
Revolver
say?
News.
Posted. I haven't seen it. What did he say?
On Truth Social, he stated that those guys are crazy and they're like third rate or low rated podcast hosts and stuff like that. And they're crazy and they're not, they don't know what they're talking about.
But those people love Trump, right? Don't they support Trump?
Lately, they have been criticizing Trump.
Oh.
Yeah.
What the?
He goes scorched earth on Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson, and even Alex Jones and, of course, that black gal. Fighting me. I know why
he
they've been.
Alex Jones, too?
Alex Jones, too, surprisingly.
Really? Me, too. Alex Jones loved Trump.
Yeah. Big Bump texted me last night. He's like, I don't take any sides. He loves
That's
Alex
right.
Jones and Trump.
Neither agree nor take before or against. Right on, Big Bump. Yeah. We miss Big Bump.
That's right. We do.
What the?
He said that they have low IQs. They're stupid people, and they know it. Their families know it. Families know it, and everyone knows it, too. Nut jobs and troublemakers, he calls them. So...
I was not.
It goes
aware.
On and on. Maybe I'll tell you about it on the Hake Report.
Yeah, that's enough.
We got a lot
Check
of
Check out the Hake Report. What the? Thank you.
So we'll talk more later, Jermaine. Thank you for the thing. AKP, Ye's concert from SoFi keeps popping up on my FYP for your page or whatever. And all that's social media, right? And all I can think of is Jesse in there somewhere dancing with his arm in the air. Dancing emoji. I also learned the earth is not flat.
Throwing my arms in the air like I just don't care. It was an amazing concert.
Very generous AKP.
Thank you. Amazing.
Jesus and David, thank you guys for the tithes for church over there on Cash App. That's cool.
Thank you all. I appreciate that.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, can you get a ask Kathleen about her thoughts on the war in Iran? Sorry, I didn't see this. Mike Young.
Referring to
a caller from Texas, I guess. I think she's from Texas. Early, first caller today, maybe. I forget.
Oh. Sorry, acting Mike.
Acting like she's a guest on the show.
No, she wasn't a guest. She was a caller, right?
That's right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike Young, though. Anthony L., cool sunglasses sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L.
I'm moving the Vatican to D.C., says the great white pope, Vatican III.
What?
I think it's a joke, moving the Vatican, the Catholic capital, to D.C.
Oh.
Out of Italy, I guess?
Into the hood. Amazing. Thank you.
Dog Catcher says, I was abused by my moms because I reminded her of my dad.
All children who look like their fathers, whether it's the boy or the girl, or both, you are in trouble with your mama. You're going to cast pure hell. Because mama already hate daddy, and when she see you, she see daddy, and you're going to catch the most hell. What the? But forgive, and you'll be fine.
Tithes and offerings and thanks, guys, says Robert.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
Sion, good morning, Jesse, my love.
Good morning.
Kissing emojis. Hank was shy to read my super chat about me getting him an African beautiful Ethiopian wife. I did pick up that it was from me. He probably don't even want a sign for nobody to bring them here. LOL, I understand, Hank. How do I call you if I want to, Jesse? I'm in Mommy Africa for Easter, and because they have Easter later, this week coming up.
They haven't had Easter yet.
Yeah, Easter is this coming Sunday for Ukraine. Ukraine man wants to pause for Easter even though he's Jewish. Shout out.
Shout out to the Jews.
I heard. And then it's Easter coming up for the Ethiopian Christians, I guess. But anyway, she wants to call you. She's in Mummy Africa to heal from organic lamb and chickens. Then went to organic spa, natural herbal treatment. It's amazing. You should come visit your wife's birth country, LOL.
It's so beautiful. What? No, I'm going to have to visit. Amazing. Thank you.
Jail bells.
Well, how they call?
Oh, get some international calling minutes if you have the money, or else contact Bond and schedule a Zoom if you have the money, like a counseling session. You can do a Zoom. A lot of people do Zoom counseling from overseas.
Yeah. Lots of folks doing the Zoom counseling.
Or the next best thing is if Anchor Baby opens up his Discord or Google phone number, you can call his Google on Anchor Baby show, right? I don't know, maybe. Yeah. He has Anchor Baby has a Discord and Google, but then you're not going to be talking to Jesse. You'll be talking to
She already got one other Anchor lover. Baby. She doesn't need three.
He can sit in for you.
And the Anchor Baby is taken already.
That's right.
By Mrs. Gonzalez.
And Anchor Baby does not believe in polygyny.
Amazing. Thank you.
That I know of. Joe Bell says, single mom here. How am I to let my son know the truth about the kingdom within and about me waking up if I'm not supposed to tell anyone? Disclaimer, I already told him. He's a teenager. He says I'm different and brainwashed.
See? He doesn't even want it. Be the light. Be the example, and the light will draw people to you that will want the truth, and those are the ones you will be able to tell and help. But let the light do it. The light speaks through you. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe Bell. Shout out to Lil Paycheck and Jeff Pitts, Fallen State members. Nick LaBoy, I hate to say it, but unfortunately, even Trump is for that H-1B visas that allow Indians to flood into our country.
I don't agree with Trump on that one.
Trump needs to take his eyes off foreign sand and put his attention back on America full time, because you know we have a rhino female from Florida trying to pass a mass amnesty bill along with other rhinos, says Nick LaBoy.
The Great White Hope is amazing, but I don't agree with, we don't need any more foreigners.
But we don't have talent in this country.
I know, that's the
problem. We need to bring
in talent. Yeah. He's right about that. We have no talent. Believe me, we have no talent anymore. So I understand. I agree with him about that part. But I still, let's train the people that are here.
Yeah.
That want to be trained.
That's right.
Amazing.
Kathleen, 10 coffees. I voted for the great President Trump, but I am a woman. However, I don't think women should vote. Thanks, Jesse, for the truth you tell the world.
One of the greatest mistakes America ever made was allowing women the right to vote. Amazing. Thank you.
We have a bunch more. I don't know how many we'll get to.
Yeah, I got to start right there.
We'll get to more of your Super Chats Monday if we don't get to them today. Thanks, y'all.
Yeah, we'll try today. Let me go to a first-time caller, Brian. Thank you, all. Let me go to Brian, a first-time caller out of Florida. Brian, you are on the air.
Wow. Amazing.
Amazing.
I'm speaking to Jesse Lee Peterson. That's incredible.
That's amazing, Brian. And I'm speaking to Brian all the way from Florida.
Wow.
So, go ahead, Brian, because of time.
I recently lost my job, and, it felt like a loss of identity, my confidence. My sense of security is tied to my career, and a lot of things have kind of fallen apart around me. And I'm still fighting to keep the home. I went through a divorce. And that I feel like needed to happen. But my question really is about my mother. And I think my mother has been misleading me. And I think I need to decide when I should or shouldn't have communication with her. Cause I'm trying to get my job back on track. And it seems like when I speak with her, she's not good for advice. And my father doesn't give me advice either. So I'm just wondering when I should and shouldn't take her advice when it comes to just life stuff.
How old are you, Brian?
39.
Why are you still taking advice from her? Every time you listen to the woman, including your mother, you're going to suffer. Why do you listen to her at all?
Well, I don't have contact with a lot of people. She's she's someone who always answers the call and always
but
has
that doesn't
the
mean you should still call the devil just because you don't have contact with others.
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing. Have you forgiven her yet?
Yes.
Oh, so you went to her and forgave her?
Yeah, I had a lot to forgive her for, but I did.
I want you to call me back on this next week if you can, but let me tell you this. Do what you want, but be done with her now. Don't be contacting the devil for advice. Everything you're looking for, Brian, is inside of you. And so quietly work on your life. And are you doing the silent prayer and all that?
No. I have a relationship with Jesus and I pray, yes, sir.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I don't know what the silent prayer is.
Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer.
Okay.
And if you had a relationship with Jesus, you wouldn't be having this relationship with your mama.
That's a good point.
And so I want you, because of time, and I want to be fair with you, are you able to call me back Monday?
Yeah, what time are you going to be on?
The show is from 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific time. So call me anytime in there, and then let the screener know I asked you to call back, and I go right to you.
Okay, sounds
but,
good.
But for now, do what you want, but stop calling the devil for advice, man.
Yes, sir.
So the answer is inside of you. Look within and live from there.
Yes, sir.
Not in your thoughts, but in your heart.
Yes, sir. With all right. Jesus.
All right. I'll talk to you Monday if you call.
Thank you.
It's 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time.
Understood.
All right.
Sounds good. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Why y'all listen to y'all mama? Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. And that, you can bank on. I'm out of time. We're going to do the other Super Chats on Monday, if the Lord is willing, and Crete don't rise. I'll see you on Sunday. Stay with it, men and women. Stay present. Stay with it. The truth is in you, and it will make you free. This I promise. Benjamin, a first-time call out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Somebody just dropped. Tori out of California. Rick out of Maine. Oh, Gigi just dropped. I'm out of time. What a time. Listen. What? Do the silent prayer. Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. And practice staying with the truth. The truth is always right here, right now, not in the past, not in the future. And it prepares you for a future, meaning it prepares you for now. And now, the future is always now. Bye. Hate coming up, and then the Father State, and then the Anchor Baby. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.